Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
9 o'clock hour. Good morning, 97.1. Tom said it pre-show. We told him to say it on the air. Brian Kelly fired. Should MSU and Michigan be interested? This is for the people who are not sold on Sharon, of which one is Tom Milliken.
Yeah, I'm starting to question. I don't see tons of improvement from Michigan. And if I'm going to hold that to Jonathan Smith, and it's far, far worse with Jonathan Smith. And there's also, there's been an underlying crowd that is questioning Sharon more. And is he the right guy to be Michigan's head coach long term? So Michigan State, obviously fans last night, as soon as Kelly becomes available, interested. Penn State, probably interested. His Midwest roots, I think he got in over his head going to LSU and got really arrogant. And if he can humble himself a little bit and come back to his roots, I think he could do really well. I think he's a good football coach. I think he's a better football coach than Sharon Moore. I'm going to base this on, look, this sounds like lunacy to some people. I'm going to use the comparison to what Joe Dumars did with Rick Carlisle, firing him to go hire Larry Brown. I'm going to get the better coach. I don't care cosmetically how it looks. In my career doing this is in this business in sports radio, I think the Carlisle firing was one of the more shocking things that truly ever happened in sports. Like, there was really very little justification for it, but he did it, and it was cutthroat. This would be cutthroat to bring Brian Kelly to Michigan. I think he would be a fabulous recruiter here. I think he would use NIL wisely. There is the Bryce Underwood connection. He had him until he left LSU, decommitted to go to Michigan for the money. I have never heard that there's a bad relationship out of that.
Why didn't it work at LSU?
Money.
For him?
Yeah.
I think LSU is probably the biggest hornet's nest in college football to coach. You're right in Bama's and Georgia's shadow, but you come up every once in a while and get it. You're in a hotbed of recruits. But I think their expectations, they have made a ton of coaching changes since I've been alive. They always are just like, they can't seem to get committed to something. Look, Kelly got in over his head down there.
He was a bad culture fit. I mean, with the broken Cajun accent that he tried to fake to just not being a Southerner. His blueprint's in the Midwest.
So let's give him a bigger program?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's a better coach than Sharon Moore. I think it's undeniable. I
don't think it's undeniable because I'll deny it.
He's got a longer track record, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's better.
I think recency bias against Kelly is hurting him right now. I think he's a damn good football coach. And if he can humble himself, and that's a humongous thing, and that would have to happen here. I'm making the assumption. Remember, guys, listen to me right now.
We're talking old dog, new tricks. He's 65. You think he's going to look at this and go,
he's going to grovel to come to Michigan?
He changed the way that he talks. In that opening opportunity to talk to LSU fans.
That's a new trick.
He talks about
wins. He didn't have an Irish accent, John. There you go. When he was at Notre Dame, he set me up there. Look, learn from your mistakes. That's a huge human trait that anybody really, I think, has to have. Assuming that he does that, I do believe he's the head coach. Look, I understand, guys, this is an extremely low percent, 1% chance of happening rogue opinion. But if you just look at it as a football coach, and he does have, I think, some good qualities. And
well, I know you think there's a 1% chance. I think at this point there's a 0% chance that this happens.
Well, I just love this because you genuinely believe this. We never do phony takes. And when you said this pre-show, it's like, this is just so outrageous. Spicy garlic doesn't do it justice. This is just so perfect. You have to say it because maybe there are some Michigan fans who are not inspired with the direction of the program, who would be interested in the top coaching free agent on the market now with Brian Kelly being fired. Now, a couple considerations. One, He is in his mid-60s. Two, while I don't feel like things have been perfect under Sharone, there are a lot of in-game decisions, including at the half against MSU this most recent week. Like, why not throw a Hail Mary? At the same time...
There's another Hail Mary this year.
Well, that was Biff's issue, but yes.
Yeah.
At the same time, they did beat OSU last year. I don't think they're going to beat OSU this year, but what if they beat OSU this year and he's in the college football playoff with a very young roster, with a younger coach and upside, he recruits well. Like, these are all the reasons why they wouldn't just pull the cord right now.
Are they better than they were last year?
I think a little.
A little?
Yeah, I think it's a little.
Okay. I actually think they're quite a bit better than they were last year.
Defensively, they're not close to last year.
Well, okay, they don't have Mason Graham or Kenneth Grant inside. Oh, now we're going
to, I thought the replenishing was coming.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, let's go this way. Yeah, if you're going to talk about replenishment, you've got, their secondary is a lot better than it was last year. Jaden Sanders, as a freshman, true freshman playing, he's been really good. And you've got guys like Jair Hill is playing better. Shamari Earls, now that he's back from injury. You got Elijah Dotson back there. Cole Sullivan. Like, you can't deny that he has been a huge impact. And then the guys on the edge that will be back again next year, Cam Brandt, Nate Marshall, Dom Nichols. Like, I could keep going on this. That's just on defense. Offensively, you've got three guys up front that are in their second year. And that was the best performance that we've seen the offensive line play. And you're going to say, oh, well, it's Michigan State. Yeah. That's this team that was on the schedule.
I know.
And they went out there and played well as a young group. You've got a freshman quarterback. Andrew Marsh is your number one receiver. You've got, you're probably going to have Justice Haynes back in the backfield. And Jordan Marshall is a second-year player.
And you could have said all this about the 2003 Pistons under Rick Carlisle and how they were getting better. They got to the East Final. They fired their coach who went to the Eastern Conference Final in his second year. A team, he built the culture. Rick Carlisle, after Ben Wallace, is probably the most responsible for the going-to-work Pistons. But somebody else became available, and you made the move.
Look, I think
that's the basis for my argument. And had Larry Brown ever won a championship? No, Larry jumped jobs. There's the comparison to Brian Kelly.
Yes. Look, I don't know that your best point is basketball from 20-plus years ago, but I get what you're saying. I think your best point is if people just aren't sold yet on Sharone, the two biggest games they played were losses this year. And if the third biggest game they play, Ohio State, is also a loss, you'll look at the program and wonder, are they going to get where you want them to go? That's your best point.
So
if people are out there that feel that way.
I think Kelly is above Michigan State, and I'll probably get attacked for that. But again, my opinion. If he goes to Penn State, I think Michigan will regret that all this happened. I do.
Okay.
He's in his final window of, is he going to change his legacy? Guys like Andy Reid were destroyed for years because they couldn't win it.
You said that Michigan is not the hornet's nest that LSU was, and you might be correct in that. However, if you decide to do this cutthroat move, which you're so proud of saying, are you not in fact creating said hornet's nest?
Yep.
Because now you're just amping up the angst and the expectation and all that sort of thing with that emotions with Brian Kelly by making a move like that and doing that.
I think a nest is brewing already in Ann Arbor. And I have intel that tells me that not everybody is lockstep in terms of Sharone being the head coach of the football program.
So let's just even go to, okay, let's talk about quarterbacks, whether it's at Notre Dame or LSU. What quarterbacks has Brian Kelly developed?
Who was Notre Dame's in the national championship appearance? Was that? I can't think. Yeah, to a degree. I mean, look, I think Nussmeier, he was a Heisman candidate. Wasn't he the number one Heisman candidate earlier this year?
Okay,
super disappointing
but
season.
Was the coach, and how's he playing?
Who's Sharone develop?
Well, he's developing.
JJ?
Well, he was the offensive coordinator.
Did they throw the ball? JJ, come on, seriously.
They won a national championship, and he was the offensive coordinator.
JJ was asked to make throws, he made throws.
Yeah,
I think two separate points can be made. I don't know that JJ's developed. I think the NFL's still figuring that part out. I don't know that he's ever developed.
It's a completely different level.
But I do think he played a winning brand of football in college. There's no doubt about that.
Again, Please, thank you for not destroying me, even though I'm getting the look that John wants to punch me.
You wanted a hot take, and here's the heat coming back.
The hottest take I've ever had. I'll be honest with you right now, but I think it's just within reason because of the Carlisle Brown thing. If you have an opportunity to upgrade a head coach, this is a lot on my belief that Brian Kelly's a good coach got in a bad situation.
Well, and the reason this came up is we talked about the natural thought of where is Brian Kelly going to land? There's some Midwest opportunities. I brought up Penn State and the overreact. Jim's clearly MSU fans are looking at Brian Kelly going, yeah, that'd be an intriguing hire. So our question was, with Brian Kelly fired, should MSU and Michigan be interested? You have brought the Michigan component into this. We are going to get back into Spartan football. Jonathan Smith, his future, he is not fired. You know, as much as we're talking about this, he is still actively the coach at MSU for some reason. It's 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. So whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get back into Jonathan Smith's future coming up at 9:35. It's 97.1. Got some ticket text, 248-539-9797. Brian Kelly fired by LSU. Does he make sense for MSU? And Guff making the case he makes sense for Michigan. Ticket texter says, Kelly in the introductory press conference. What up, Doe? What are some other ways that Brian Kelly would like fake ingratiate himself to either of the schools?
I don't know. Would he play Josh Groban underneath?
You raise me up. Don't do that.
Go ahead.
I want to see Brian Kelly at Hash Bash.
Hey, guys. I was just hanging out in the Diag with Zingermans. Uh-huh. Yeah. What up, Doe?
Yeah.
In the press conference, they'd have the banner up, and he'd run through it to the podium.
Yeah. Bring back the naked mile.
Yikes.
Start at Rick's.
Someone did want to defend that Kelly has never developed a quarterback. Jaden Daniels won a Heisman at LSU with Brian Kelly.
Yes, good point.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, John. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah, how quickly we forget. But again, I'll say, okay, great. He won a Heisman.
Daniels got drafted over JJ.
Did he win? What did they win?
Oh, not a lot. No.
Not enough.
That's the whole point of playing the game.
At Notre Dame, he had some 12-win season, played for a national title.
Right, and obviously no conference.
Yes.
So we don't know if he can win a conference.
I truly believe this is an example of a guy got way in over his head, didn't know what he was completely getting into down there, and tried to fake it with the accent thing to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a terrible fit. This one says, 0% desire from Spartan Nation to hire Brian Kelly. He killed a student. We're good. Yeah, there's that.
Great.
I hope Michigan State gets Brian Kelly. Jonathan Smith is woefully generic, like Spartan brand cereal, stale and cheap. I had no idea why someone as smart as John thinks Sharon is any good. He's legit worse than Tommy Amaker.
That's going far.
Yeah.
Now, hey, did Brian Kelly ever cheat?
Not that you can prove.
Sharon's been suspended multiple times.
Yeah.
By his own university. So this wasn't like...
Okay, my whole thing. If university did, the NCAA would have.
That's a Michigan talking point.
No, is that Michigan shouldn't be doing the NCAA's job for them. That's my point.
Oh, okay. Look, I think if you have some reservations about Chiron, I think we could have those calls and those conversations. The two biggest games they played this year, they lost both. It's a bumpy ride for Bryce. We'll see how it ends, right? Do they beat Ohio State again? Does Bryce click at some point? But I have a hard time believing that they're going to pull the plug. It's why we said like a 0% chance of this happening.
Right. They're not.
Yeah, I'm using the one shocking coaching hire in my life, change, firing, and hiring, and Rick Carlisle and Larry Brown. And I know that we've got these texts that there was animosity a little bit with Carlisle in terms of how he was behaving behind the scenes in the Pistons organization. But when you talk about his results in such a short amount of time to a basketball team who had been dormant and nobody cared about, and then they decided to fire him because somebody else was better.
Text says, you can tell John does not like Gov. At least not today. Is this the worst take he's had in your mind?
Well, I keep looking to see if anyone says, hey, Gov, that sounds like a good idea.
Now, in fairness, we did this earlier in the show, and there was a few.
But I'm not seeing it on Twitch. Now, I don't see the text messages until you guys read them, but I haven't seen one in support of this idea.
Well, I did tell you in the break, you were giving me a glare that kind of was making me a little scared.
Well, I'm not a huge Brian Kelly fan.
I know you aren't.
He may not be on the same level as some other coaches, James Franklin or Scott Frost, but you do have to think about how does he fit with the universe. If he didn't fit in LSU, like he kind of did seem like a good fit at Notre Dame. It was his choice to leave. And I don't think he's a good fit at Michigan.
See, I think Notre Dame and Michigan are similar in that they present this, we do things right and all that stuff. And I think he knows the Michigan program very well. Look, I would argue that LSU might be the toughest coaching job in the SEC. I think it is a very just they've always just been very like impatient.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'd point out the last three head coaches prior to Brian Kelly won national titles. It's not like the pressure is for no good reason. They will fund you. They will show up. They will show out. It's a hostile environment. And the last three guys won national titles. Like they've kind of backed it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to get two phone calls in here and I wanted to read a couple ticket texts because some of these are hilarious. One of them made fun of your Intel comment and said, let's slow down Woodward and Bernstein. And then the other one said,
jeez.
The other one said, is this your Bregman?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it compared to, yeah.
No, this is
Kelly to Gov is what Bregman is to Costa.
Kelly.
Your Bregman is kind of like, that's going to get the one big free agent fit that truly fit. I agree that this is outlandish. But I do believe it. I believe Michigan football would be better off with Brian Kelly as their head coach than Sharon Moore.
Let's get to the phones. Brian in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Gov, I love you, but that's a crackhead statement.
Brian, way to come in hot. I appreciate it.
Brian, before you get to your take, because I'm sure it's going to be great, I'm a little sad that this is the first time we're hearing from you in a while here.
I'll be running around all day in the morning and stuff. But listen, Gov, Brian Kelly is a coach that does nothing but make excuses about everything that goes bad. It's always somebody else's fault with him. At Notre Dame, that's why he left whatever excuse he had to leave there to go to LSU. He's not – all that talent he got at LSU, and you talking about the quarterback they got now is supposed to be a Heisman candidate. They benched him Saturday. But you trying to act like why he couldn't win with the quarterback he got now. You think he's going to come to Michigan State? If he comes to Michigan State, he's not going to get the talent that LSU get. So what's going to be the excuse then?
I'm saying Michigan, Brian. Not Michigan State, Michigan.
Michigan's not hiring that clown. He is a clown, Gus. He makes all this. Listen, the moment a man goes to another state and starts using a phony accent, you know he has no character and he's a bozo. And he lose anyway. Look, he got fired. They gave that man $50 million to get the heck out of town. Bro, don't even come back to the office. We'll send your stuff wherever you want to. It'll be a horrible hire. Let's give Sharon Moore a chance. Let's see what he do. Then make your judgment. Just to say that Brian Kelly be a better hire, that's a crackhead statement, bro. There's no proof in what you're saying. What a national championship at with him.
He's been, to it.
Been to it don't count. the all excuses he made, man, he has to win the championship. The way he walked, the way the people talk about him, the way he walk around as if he the greatest thing ever. No national championship.
Look, you can call him a clown if you want. And the accent was cringe. Guy won D2 titles. I know they're only D2 titles. Then he went to CMU, won there, went to Cincy, went 12-0, won to Notre Dame. I had a 12-1 season, 11-1 season, played for a national title. The guy's a damn good coach. And it's why if I was MSU, I certainly wouldn't be looking the other way.
Yeah.
You're about to have an opening.
I mean, here's another opening press conference comment. I could see Brian Kelly coming to Michigan and calling Ann Arbor the Motor City.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself. I got Brian to come out of the cave. Uh-huh. Brian's been in hiding since the Lions turned things around. So.
I'll have to listen back to that, but we might need that. Gov, you're a crackhead as a drop.
We do.
I love that he called Kelly a clown and I'm a crackhead. That makes me worse than Brian Kelly. I'm not too fond of that.
Yeah, you haven't played for a national title. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Rob in Brighton. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, guys, I know you're probably up against it, but I rarely agree with caller Brian. Gov, you've said some crazy things this morning, and one, I think that you said LSU fans are unrealistic. Jim took my talking point. The three previous coaches won national titles and SEC titles. Brian hasn't done that. Secondly, there was a big scandal in 2012 and 2013 at Notre Dame where they had to vacate 20-some wins. And they technically, according to the record books, they didn't even play in the 2012 national title game because there was a student athletic trainer that helped guys pass tests, and that was under Brian Kelly. And he had to vacate. He already is the most winningest coach in Notre Dame. He would have had 21 more victories to add to that got vacated.
Good pull.
We're talking
about cultural
fit, guys. I mean, he is awful. He is, like, coming from a Notre Dame through and through, he is not a good person. Secondly, look at what all of his former players say about him. I mean, if you're saying for Michigan State, going from Jonathan Smith to Brian Kelly, I think that's worse. I mean, I would rather have Jonathan
Smith. Rob. We did have a guy call in who's a former player way back when that had his back. I you're going to tell me Jonathan Smith's a better coach than Brian Kelly, that Michigan State would be going?
No, that's not what I said. No, what I'm saying is you don't want Brian Kelly. Like,
okay.
I mean, Clark Lee from Vanderbilt. I think that would be someone that they should go after. Summerall from Tulane. Go after him.
Sure. Brett Key from Georgia Tech, who Jay Batt worked with back when he was in Atlanta. Like, there are candidates out there for Michigan State to consider. That's why, like, I think they should be in the mix here. For as much as people will be scared away from all the job openings and how expensive the carousel will be, I think there's going to be good coaches out there. And for Michigan State, you have a chance to re-energize your program.
Last thing on this, I'm not falling victim to crediting Ed Orgeron for that national championship that much. To me, he was the most irrelevant coach to win a championship except for Barry Switzer in 1995.
The roster that he inherited, especially if you look back now, ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, Brian Kelly's a better coach than Ed Orgeron. That's a fact.
Ed O won a national Natty.
Maybe State should get Ed O.
I do think it could be funny.
Well, go.
Great job being here in East Lansing with the Michigan State Spartans. Go green.
Do the car dealer commercials.
Yeah, but
you'd
have to change how you spell go. It would be G-E-A-U-X.
Go green.
Goo.
Go green.
It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, it's just not good enough. You know, I thought these guys prepared throughout the week, energized for this one, and came down to, you know, sloppy play. We didn't want the extra penalties past the whistle, but didn't obviously execute well within the whistles on the penalty end.
Not good enough. It's from Jonathan Smith. I think this is the conversation to have today. Why does he still have a job? And if there are Spartan fans out there who want to raise their hand and say, hey, I do think all this is premature. I do think he should have the job. Can you explain it to us? Because, John, did you watch any of his press conference afterwards?
Yeah, I watched the entire thing.
What was your read on that?
He looks defeated. He was coming up with answers that he didn't have answers to the questions. He just was, you know, saying words at that point, trying to get to the next question so he could get out of there.
Dead man walking. I mean, that's the vibe. There's no juice in East Lansing. Now, that was the big rivalry game to let it all hang out. And outside of the garbage time cover, they're down 31-13. And we can complain about an offsides call. Like, Spartan fans, I get it. Guy wasn't offsides. Got a sack fumble. But that wasn't going to transform you guys into the D'Antonio Spartans. Jonathan Smith is not going to get it done in East Lansing. They've lost 5 straight games this year, all in conference, all by double digits. Go back to the end of last year, it's 8 of 9, all by double digits. What's the identity of this team? What's the thing they do well? What's the thing they're selling to recruits and fans? I mean, if you want to tell me it's too early and he could turn it around, what are you seeing that would indicate that? Does he have any kind of charisma at all? John, as the kids would say, is there any aura? He has negative aura. Mm-hmm. That matters. You're constantly selling yourself to recruits, to fans, to administrators. If I'm Jay Batt, you're dead. I'm brought in to be a big fundraiser. I got to raise the funds, but I got to get a new coach. John, there's no identity. There's no signature win. There's no selling point to Jonathan Smith at this point. So if someone would like to explain keeping him, hey, we'll open the lines for you. If you think this is just the culture of college football has gotten out of control and they shouldn't fire him. I've also heard, well, this is a cycle that you don't want to fire a coach in because the carousel is going to be crazy. You now have LSU, Florida, and Penn State at the upper echelon. Mm-hmm. And then that next tier, there's Virginia Tech, Arkansas, Oklahoma State, UCLA, Stanford. Did I miss anybody? There's a lot of schools in the mix. But if I'm MSU, I'm not competing with Florida or LSU or Penn State for my next coach. But I do think I should be able to win the bidding war and get my guy over Oklahoma State and Virginia Tech. And I should be right there with Arkansas. Now, if they get the billionaire money donors that put up big chunks of cash, then maybe that's different. But Michigan State should be in the mix, and they should be excited to energize their program as opposed to lying dead on the operating table.
It's when you're talking about the program for Michigan State, and you're looking at last year, a little bit of a mulligan, right? First year,
of course,
it didn't go well. Second year, you need to see improvement. And against a team like Michigan, that's not a dominant Michigan team, and I'll give you the one penalty. It's 11 penalties still for 100 yards. Like, it's just not a disciplined team. You've got to be a discipline. If you're not executing and you're not building talent or developing talent, at least you should be developing a team that is going to give yourself a chance instead of shooting yourself in the foot.
And he was set up to take a bigger leap because he brought in some of his guys from Oregon State. You know, Cignetti did it with JMU guys. Mm-hmm. He brings his quarterback, highly touted, dual threat, big arm, and I've seen the tools. I mean, some of the throws he makes are NFL throws. Yeah. He does not look anywhere near an NFL player right now, so developmentally, it's not happening. What about tight ends and offensive linemen? And you had 2 different portal classes, a chance to re-rack. Like, Sherrone Moore had kind of a rough first year.
Right.
You re-rack in the portal, and while it's not perfect, you're seeing some improvement. You're seeing none in East Lansing.
Yeah, and I think that's the big thing. And if the argument is to, well, give him another year, what type of improvement do you believe will happen between years 2 and 3?
Tom threw out the possibility that they could lose every game in the Big Ten, something that's never happened in the history of Spartan football. I mean, I don't know what they're waiting for. I've heard people suggest on the ticket text today, well, the bye week is after Minnesota, so maybe they do it during the bye week. So they need him to lose another game, sixth consecutive game.
So I think, and most people thought, you know, if they were going to keep Jonathan Smith, it was going to have to be a win against Michigan and.
Yeah, you jolt program and then do something with
it. Yeah, Michigan, that game is come and gone, so it's not going to be Michigan and. It's going to be what is next. You've got at Minnesota, Penn State, at Iowa, Maryland. Of those four games, do you believe Michigan State's going to win any of them?
No, and without looking, I think they're underdogs in all four. I mean, what's the most winnable?
Well, your two home games are Penn State and Maryland. Even though Penn State is, you know, got an interim coach, I still think that that's a talented team.
I mean, if I'm Penn State, I just copy Michigan's game plan and run for 250 yards, just feed Singleton and Allen, right?
Yeah, and I think it's probably...
Maryland?
Oh, I would say at Michigan State. Maryland's a home game, but they've got a very dynamic quarterback as well.
Yeah, they do. He's a freshman. He's Malik Washington.
Yeah.
Wait, what game did you say was the most winnable?
At Minnesota?
This week.
Yeah.
So the program is lifeless. Fans are apathetic. They don't care. They're leaving games early against the main rival.
And I don't blame them.
Seeing a Big Ten win seems far-fetched at this point, although they might run into one. Who knows what those other teams are up to.
And honestly, at that point, who cares?
Right, exactly. This is Jay Batt needs to kind of go on his own and figure out what he wants his football program to be.
So he was a big fundraiser. That was one of the big selling points for him to be the athletic director is he can raise money. Well, they're going to need to raise it. The buyout's not tiny. It's what, $25 million bucks?
It's also not the buyout. It's the next contract along with the next coaching staff, because it's not just your head coach. You're going to be bringing in an assistant coaches as well.
And I think part of it, though, is you're in the Big Ten where you do get record TV revenue more than any other conference in college football. You have multiple donors who are billionaires. And I know that's, you can only go to them so many times, but there are rich Spartan alums that Batt needs to tap into, because the alternative is, fine, you don't pay the $25 million to buy Jonathan Smith out and you light the program on fire and no one goes to any games and you end up losing more money going that route. Not only this year, but then all of next year, where your program is dilapidated. You're sitting there watching fans in an empty stadium. It's good for John Jansen driving home from East Lansing, but it's not good for MSU.
But they needed to identify what they want to be. I think the eerie similarities to what the Lions were post-Patricia are very much in play here. It's completely broken. And so you hold up a mirror and you see that and you accept what we are. That's what Sheila did. Mm-hmm. And then she said, this is what I'm going to find what we need to be. Got great counsel from Chris Spielman, and it took off from there. And so Batt has to go to Ishbia, Magic, and other humongous donors and get the money to afford what they need to do to get this right.
Yeah.
And then you've whoever that consultant is or two, but I'll tell you who it's not, is their board and all their trustees and all that up there, because that's always been a mess. Yeah. He needs to go on his own and find the way.
It's just interesting. I was listening to Carson Anderson driving home last week, and Doug was talking about how this is just all a lot. How these coaches have the shortest leashes they've ever had. And,
yeah.
and this is just college football, and they're all compensated well, so you don't feel bad for the coaches.
No.
But he was kind of trying to come to grips with it on the air of just how quickly you have to win in college football. But, I mean, when Indiana is doing what they're doing, when there's not a barrier that stops Indiana from being in the top 10, or Vandy, I know it's taken longer, but when I'm living in a world where Vandy's in the top 10, it's just not an excuse for MSU to be and also ran.
No, but there's a lot more examples of coaches that have been hired and it doesn't work out. I think you're looking at what's going on in Bloomington, what's going on, you know, just outside of Nashville. Those are exceptions to the rule. It does take other coaches a little bit longer. And you want to hire that guy that is going to have the turnaround and put you in the college football playoffs next year. Is there a Cignetti that can come into Michigan State and make that happen?
But look at how they did it too. Like, Indiana got impactful players via the portal the first and second year of Cignetti. It's not like they waited for him to get his like high school freshmen into their junior and senior and fifth year seasons. And while it's been more of a process at Vandy, a huge chunk of why they are where they are is the quarterback they got from the portal too.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to take 4 or 5 years. And there's no guarantee it would, even after 4 or 5 years, work under Jonathan Smith.
Right.
So you do damage the longer you keep a guy like this. 248-539-9797. We'll hit the phones and the ticket text. It's 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have questions about my finances, I turn to my bank, and that's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They're going to take the time to learn about my life, my personal financial goals, and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And that's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. And you can count on that, especially in the community, because First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's their community as well. And we all have to work together to help our communities continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
All right, let's get to the phones, wrap up with some Michigan State talk from the game. Talked about Jonathan Smith, still has a job for now. Craig in Chesterfield. Oh, Craig, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
So I think Jonathan Smith will probably finish out the season, and then if there is a bowl game, he will be fired before that, and they'll get an interim. But there's two other names that I've thought of that could be better fits at Michigan State. One is available now, and one is probably going to be available at the end of the season. And that's Mike Gundy and Dabo Swinney, whose his season's not doing so good, and there's already talks of him being fired. So I think both of them would probably bring some juice to the program. I am a Michigan fan, and I want the rivalry to come back and be enjoyable and actually fun. So I know they've both been pretty successful. Dabo's been a little bit more successful with the Nationals, but I think those two names are possibilities.
I don't think Dabo is going anywhere right now. I don't think Clemson's going to make that move. Who was the other guy you said, Mike Gundy?
Gundy, yeah.
So I think Gundy falls into a very similar box as Jonathan Smith, where, hey, played quarterback at Oklahoma State. He was there as an assistant coach, eventually became the head coach. I don't know how successful he'll be outside of Oklahoma State and a much smaller market.
Does he want to coach anymore?
I don't know.
His career is very unique in that he was basically at one spot and achieved all the success there, the most successful coach. Does he want a second act?
Oh, right, but what does success look like? He was 4-15 in their big rivalry.
Yep.
So it's not like, you know, he was great in the rivalry. And then you look at his record, and yeah, there's a bunch of
11-win seasons in there, right?
Yeah, but they're okay. So 2017, he was 15, 16, 17, he was 10-3. Then it was 7-6, 8-5, 8-3. Then they jumped up to 12-2. Then it was back to 7-6. Then it was 10 wins, and then it was 3 last year. Like it's a total roller coaster. And that's where he had the best chance of recruiting, because it was his school.
Well, I do wonder about him in modern college football, right? They go 3-9 last year and then awful start this year, and he's gone. He didn't win a conference game last year.
Right.
Like, I think the bloom's kind of off the rose. The
and sun that's a conference
kinda
that no longer had Oklahoma.
No.
No longer had Texas.
The sun is kind of set on him. I think this is just it for him. He had his time as the head coach of his alma mater, and he had all those 10, 11, 12-win seasons, and and he had his moments, and it's done. I don't know that it makes sense for him.
No. Line one has the guy that I don't want to see in East Lansing.
Chris.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I think as an MSU alumnus going back to the 80s, I would tell you that, you know, D'Antonio had the model that they need: tough defense, running game, play action passing. And the guy I want is Pat Fitzgerald. He fits perfectly.
Yep.
Has all the right stuff. He's got cleared of all those charges at Northwestern, had success there, great defensive coach. He has everything that we need.
Midwest guy.
Yeah, I think Pat Fitzgerald would be an absolute home run for Michigan State.
I agree.
I think he's a tremendous coach. He does a great job of developing players. We saw it at Northwestern. He could compete with the big boys, not necessarily every single year, but he could compete with less stars, you know, 2- and 3-star guys versus schools, you know, bigger in the Big Ten. He had some really good years. Now all of a sudden you give him more resources and better players. Now all of a sudden that changes the game.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to come with a financial commitment to get better players, because if I'm just rerunning Northwestern, like I'm not his right. Last 2 years at Northwestern, 3-9 and 1-11.
Right.
I mean, the players, the talent is what you need to get them.
Yeah, I agree. That'd be a home run hire. And I think Pat Fitzgerald's one of the reasons why you fire Smith now. You better get in on the interview process, exploring options out there. And I think Fitzgerald's going to be gobbled up. Like, if I think Fitzgerald will be a home run for Penn State. Penn State's the better job, right?
Than MSU, yeah.
So that's why if you're going to make a change, make it, because you got to start getting out there and finding out, you know, is Fitzgerald, you know, a guy, is he somebody that would come to State?
I mean, there's a bunch of names that come up for Michigan State, right? We brought up Brian Kelly today, and I don't know if that would make sense. James Franklin has come up if he wants a soft landing, right? And doesn't get one of the, like, I don't think James Franklin's getting the LSU or Florida job. So does MSU suddenly make sense if it's open? Like, this is part of the reason you make a change.
Well, this is
another name would be Brett Key, who at Georgia Tech is undefeated, right? And I think that's his alma mater. But yep. At the same time, Jay Batt was his AD, the Big Ten, more money. I mean, that'd be a name that would come up too.
This is the evolution of the new college football, though. The NIL, the portal, all this stuff, the unrealistic expectations. Look, there's some good coaches out there right now. Like, I think it's almost unprecedented, the coaching pool, compared to a lot of other seasons. And why is that? Because probably a lot of these guys are getting prematurely fired, right?
Sure.
So you need to join that club. You need to make that move.
Gator is in the studio.
Morning, Gator.
Did you go to the game?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.